So let me ask you, does God want you to be happy? Does God want you to be successful? Does God want you to have nice things? Well, does he or not? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. This world is full of so many seductive ideas: comfort, success, happiness. If it feels good, do it. Embellish all that with the baubles and the trinkets that the world has to offer, and it becomes almost irresistible. And with so many people out there telling us what we want to hear, it's easy to imagine that all God wants for us is to be immersed in all these wonderful things. I mean, why wouldn't he? There are even some preachers out there who'll tell you that it's true. Absolutely. God wants you to be rich and comfortable. Sure he does. Of course, there's nothing new under the sun. A couple of thousand years ago, the Apostle Paul spoke about this deception. This is what he said. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 to 15. For such boasters are false prophets, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it's not strange if his ministers also disguise themselves as ministers of righteousness. Their end will match their deeds. Is there anything wrong with having nice things? No, not per se, until we put them ahead of God, until serving them becomes more important than serving God, until they grip us so tightly that we can't let go when God demands them of us. The last time I checked, Jesus gave all that he was and all that he had for you and me, his very life, and that's what he demands of you and me today. So, beware the angel of light. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Jesus said that if we continue in his word, we will know the truth, and then and only then, the truth will set us free. You can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. So just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the Fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.